Olá, todo mundo!
Braden here, Lower Beginner Season 1, Lesson 17. Every day is a good day to go to Carnival. Hello and welcome to PortuguesePod101.com, where we study modern Portuguese in a fun educational format.
So, brush up on the Portuguese that you started learning long ago, or start learning today.
Thanks for being here with us for this lesson. Sandra, what are we looking at in this lesson?
In this lesson, you learn how to use ordinal numbers to identify the days of the week and about Carnaval in Rio.
This conversation takes place in the evening at home.
And it's between Sarah and Jake.
The speakers are friends, so they'll be speaking casually. Let's listen to the conversation. Então, como isso tudo funciona?
Para falar a verdade, eu não sei. Eu comprei os ingressos para o segundo dia no sambódromo.
Que é na segunda-feira à noite, certo?
Sim, aí assistimos de lá.
Mas vai dar para ver tudo?
Bem, os carros alegóricos são do tamanho de um prédio. Então, acho que você vai poder ver tudo tranquilamente.
Ah, tá. Então tá bom. Então, como isso tudo funciona?
Para falar a verdade, eu não sei. Eu comprei os ingressos para o segundo dia no sambódromo.
Que é na segunda-feira à noite, certo?
Sim, aí assistimos de lá.
Mas vai dar para ver tudo?
Bem, os carros alegóricos são do tamanho de um prédio. Então, acho que você vai poder ver tudo tranquilamente.
Ah, tá. Então, tá bom. Now let's hear it with the English translation.
Então, como isso tudo funciona?
So, how does all of this work?
Para falar a verdade, eu não sei. Eu comprei os ingressos para o segundo dia no sambódromo.
To tell you the truth, I don't know. I bought the tickets for the second day at the sambódromo.
Que é na segunda-feira à noite, certo?
Which is Monday night, right?
Sim. Aí assistimos de lá.
Yes, we'll watch from there.
Mas vai dar para ver tudo?
But will we be able to see everything?
Bem, os carros alegóricos são do tamanho de um prédio. Então, acho que você vai poder ver tudo tranquilamente.
Well, the floats are the size of buildings, so I think you'll be able to see everything just fine.
Ah, tá. Então tá bom.
Oh, okay. Then we're good. So, we wanted to talk a little bit about Carnival in Rio.
Okay, so what is Carnaval in Rio? Put simply, it's a huge three-day party with a parade of different samba groups telling stories using costumes and samba dance.
The true origin of the word Carnaval is unknown because of, honestly, a lack of evidence. But if you ask a Brazilian, they will tell you that it means farewell to the flesh. The idea refers to Lent, which in Catholicism is a period of 40 days where all meat and dairy products and a number of other things are prohibited.
The Carnival Festival takes place immediately preceding those 40 days. So it's kind of a preparation. Indulge yourself now, because you can't have it for the next 40 days.
Rio is sometimes called the largest carnival in the world. Just for clarification, there is some wordplay in this phrase, largest carnival in the world. Going by number of participants, the largest carnival in the world is in Salvador.
In Salvador, Carnaval is a public party event and is nearly twice the size of the Carnaval in Rio. However, the difference lies in what actually takes place.
Basically, the entire city of Salvador and hundreds of thousands of tourists from all over the world take to the streets and have a good time with many types of music and dance and concerts and foods and friends and a number of other things for many days.
The Rio Carnival is much more focused and usually lasts from 3 days to a week. Pretty much the only music played is samba, and the large samba parades are only typical of Rio. These samba parades rarely happen outside of Rio and São Paulo cities.
Let's take a look at the vocabulary. The first word we'll look at is
verdade.
Truth.
Verdade. Verdade.
Our next word is
prédio.
Building.
Prédio. Prédio.
Next we have
ingresso.
Ticket.
Ingresso. Ingresso.
Next we have
assistir.
To watch.
Assistir. Assistir.
Next is
segundo.
Second.
Segundo. Segundo.
Next is
ver.
To see.
Ver. Ver.
Next is
poder.
Can.
Poder. Poder.
Next is
tranquilamente.
Tranquilly.
Tranquilamente. Tranquilamente.
And our next word is
bom.
Good.
Bom. Bom.
Our next word is
você.
You.
Você. Você.
Next we have
carro.
Car.
Carro. Carro.
And our next word is
carros alegóricos.
Floats.
Carros alegóricos. Carros alegóricos.
And our next word is
sambódromo.
Sambadrome.
Sambódromo. Sambódromo.
Next is
dia.
Day.
Dia. Dia.
Our next word is
comprei.
I bought. I purchased.
Comprei. Comprei.
Next is
falar.
To speak, to talk.
Falar. Falar.
And our last word is
funcionar.
To function, to work.
Funcionar. Funcionar.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
In the dialogue, we heard the phrase, para falar a verdade.
The literal translation is, to tell the truth.
But it's just the same as the phrase, tell you the truth. This phrase is frequently used to introduce other sentences.
Could you give us an example?
Para falar a verdade, eu não sei onde estacionei o carro.
Which translates to tell you the truth, I don't know where I parked the car. Could you break this down for us?
Para falar a verdade.
And one time fast.
Para falar a verdade.
Okay, so what's our next word?
In the dialogue, we heard the word certo.
The literal translation is right.
This is a type of tag question. In the dialogue with the phrase, que é na segunda-feira à noite, certo?
Which we translated as, which is Monday night, right? Could you break this down for us?
Certo.
And one time fast?
Certo.
Let's move on to the focus of this lesson. So Sandra, what's the focus of this lesson?
The focus of this lesson is using the days of the week and ordinal numbers.
In the dialogue, we heard the phrase,
que é na segunda-feira à noite, certo?
Which we translated as, which is Monday night, right?
The days of the week.
Okay, so in Portuguese, the days of the week don't have names like they do in English. Instead, they are simply numbered. This is because of an old custom that had certain markets or
feiras
on certain days.
For example, there might be a fish feira that happened every Monday and a fruit feira that happened every Thursday. So, traditionally, with 7 days a week, there would be the first feira, which was on Sunday, the second feira, which was on Monday, on to the seventh feira, which was on Saturday.
Over time, and because of religious influences, the first and the seventh feiras had their names changed.
The first feira, since it was on the first day of the week, became called Domingo in reference to the Catholic holiday. And the seventh feira was changed to Sábado in reference to the Jewish holy day.
So let's go through the days of the week in Portuguese. First we have
Domingo,
which is the Catholic holy day, Sunday.
Segunda-feira.
Monday.
Terça-feira.
Tuesday.
Quarta-feira.
Wednesday.
Quinta-feira.
Thursday.
Sexta-feira.
Friday.
Sábado.
Which is the Jewish holy day, Saturday. So the names of the days of the week in Portuguese are based off of the ordinal numbers. There are two basic categories for numbers in Portuguese, cardinal numbers and ordinal numbers.
Cardinal numbers are simply the normal numbers we have already learned.
An ordinal number is a number that indicates an order or sequence. Order, ordinal.
Examples. Primeiro, first. Segundo, second. Quarto, fourth.
Okay? The words segundo, quarto, sexto, etc. are called ordinal numbers in Portuguese. Now, because ordinal numbers are gender sensitive and feira is a feminine word, the days of the week will be in their feminine forms and always end in a.
Segunda-feira, not segundo-feira.
Okay. Also remember that the days of the week are not capitalized in Portuguese.
In conversation, feira is frequently dropped from the names of the days, leaving segunda, terça, quarta, etc.
So if someone says to you,
segunda eu vou na sua casa,
which translates to Monday I will go to your house, you can understand that that segunda is referring to a day of the week, not a second something or another. Second house, second car, second shoe, you know, whatever. day of the week, Monday. That's what we're going for. Okay?
Right. So, let's review this lesson.
Even if you're just planning a quick vacation, the days of the week are a must.
You may know what day of the week it is, but telling that cute guy or girl when you will be available is impossible if you don't know the days of the week.
That just about does it for today. Listeners, do you know the reason flashcards are so popular?
It's because they work.
We've taken this time-tested studying tool and modernized it with My Word Bank flashcards.
Learn vocabulary using your eyes and ears.
It's simple and powerful. Save difficult or interesting words to your personal vocabulary list called My Word Bank.
Master words in your My Word Bank by practicing with flashcards.
Words in My Word Bank come with audio, so you learn proper pronunciation.
While you learn to recognize words by sight.
So go to PortuguesePod101.com now and try My Word Bank and My Word Bank flashcards today. Thanks for listening.
Até mais.
Então, como isso tudo funciona?
Para falar a verdade, eu não sei. Eu comprei os ingressos para o segundo dia no sambódromo.
Que é na segunda-feira à noite, certo?
Sim, aí assistimos de lá.
Mas vai dar para ver tudo?
Bem, os carros alegóricos são do tamanho de um prédio. Então, acho que você vai poder ver tudo tranquilamente.
Ah, tá. Então tá bom.